Hello, and welcome
to the Animal Farm Analyzers podcast
with Charlotte and Alexandra.
Yay!
Woo!
Peace of England, peace of Ireland, peace of every land and clime. Hark and well and spread my tidings of a golden future time with the Animal Farm Analyzers.
Welcome back.
Hi, guys. Today, what are we talking about, Alexandra?
Chapter 8. So, nothing happens in this chapter.
No.
Like, one important thing happens, but it's really not that important because we don't get
it. Do you want to give a summary, Alexandra?
Sure. So, basically, Napoleon makes some shady business dealing that could cause the farm in the entire future, and then there's the Battle of the Windmill, some rules change, and then we can get into some foreshadowing today. That's all we're going to talk about today.
So, basically, Napoleon makes some shady business dealings with another farm, causing a war. And so, in contrast to how the last war went, which was Battle of Kalshed, right,
yes,
Alexandra?
Yes,
Snowball was on the front lines, you know, commanding troops.
Mm-hmm.
But in this battle, it said even Napoleon was operating from the rear.
Meaning he was telling people what to do, but putting everybody in his way so he won't get hurt.
Yeah, he was, like, at the back.
Not helpful.
No, that's not what a leader should do.
Definitely not.
It's a very big contrast
to what
Snowball.
Risk his life for other people because
he's the leader.
He's the leader. He needs to care for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the windmill was destroyed, and Snowball and Squeaker are like, it's fine. You know, they're celebrating that they won the war. They're like, if you want, we can build another 100, like Boxer says, but the windmill was destroyed.
Yeah.
And then Squeaker says, what matter? We can build another windmill. We can build, if you feel like it. If you're not appreciated, comrade, the mighty thing that we have, the enemy was the occupation of this ground and stand. And now, thanks to the leadership of Comrade Napoleon, we've won every inch back. But Napoleon was in the background of this battle, and he did not do anything. But this is the problem. Whereas, like, when you're a kid, you believe that money grows on trees and that you can buy as many toys as you want, which is kind of what the pigs think, but they don't realize how much effort that those animals put into
really
that windmill.
No.
It took them two years.
It did. It took them two years to build it, and then it got knocked down.
And now they have to build another one. And Snowball's like,
it's kind of their fault.
I mean, Squealer's like, yeah, we can build another 100 windmills.
Yeah,
if
it's fine.
It's fine. Which is
And then Boxer's getting old, so he's like, no, it's fine.
It's a real disconnect from the people to the government, and they don't understand the people's struggles, which is dangerous.
Definitely.
And then Squealer comes out saying that Comrade Napoleon is ill.
They don't understand what's happening, really.
Napoleon had pronounced the solemn decree that all drinking alcohol was punishable by death.
Yeah, even though he drank alcohol, he thought he was dying, even though he was just hungover.
Yeah, Napoleon gets a hungover
Which,
in this chapter.
In reality, he probably knew he shouldn't have drank alcohol in the first place. But
he's becoming more and more like Mr. Jones. And
yeah.
It also even
Which
says,
is scary, because he's not supposed to.
From the book, it said, Napoleon was wearing an old bowler hat of Mr. Jones, was distinct to emerge from the back door, galloping around the yard, and disappeared indoors again.
Meaning he was drunk.
Yeah. And he's wearing Mr. Jones's bowler hat.
Which
so
might foreshadow
that he's going to
become
more like
Jones. But not exactly, because he can't be.
And also, we find out that in the first few pages of the chapter, that the rules was changed to no animal shall kill any other animal without cause. And the animals are like, oh,
buddy,
what
do you mean?
Yeah, this just slipped our mind. You know, Comrade Napoleon's right.
Yeah.
And then they wake up in the middle of the night to see that Squealer was
painting
a ladder.
And re-changing the rules. But, like, they didn't think much
they
of it.
They didn't. They were like.
Or they did, and they just didn't say anything.
Yeah, they were very confused by this. There was only one, our god, Benjamin.
Oh, boy.
who knew what was going on.
Why but does it always have to circle back to Benjamin?
Because Benjamin knew, but what did Benjamin say? Literally nothing.
Literally
but
nothing.
I feel like this is going to go in the back of his mind when it comes to chapter 9.
Yeah.
That he knows that the pigs are not trustworthy, but I already think he knows that, and he's like, hey, they're the same thing as the Jones. We can't escape this. But they actually could if they were, like, you know.
If they wanted to.
If Snowball was still in control and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably.
And the animals had taken more of the government on hand. So there was actually something that they could do. But the rule was now changed. No animal shall drink alcohol to the extent. So this chapter was really, really short. We're sorry that we did a quick summary.
Yeah, it's nothing really happened, so.
But in return, we will sing.
No, we're not.
Yes,
no,
yes, no, yes, no. Yes, yes, yes. I'm forcing
well,
you to
I don't
sing
even know what the tune is. It doesn't matter.
Ready? We're warning you guys.
Friend. No, I don't. Can we just read it?
No,
you're going to sing it then.
Fine, I'll sing this first, then you're singing this first.
No, I don't want to.
Friend of the fatherless fountain.
No, we're not even going to try. Sorry, man. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, we're just going to lose a bunch of followers here, but who cares?
It's whatever. We don't have anything to
get.
No. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Bye.
We should redo this.